Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Memchet. We're going to start from the three dots at the third line of the page. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menume, Amar Rav Nachman. Re'ah ha'smucha la'dofen. We're continuing with possible problems with lungs. So, and as I keep focusing on, there's also interesting approaches. Again, I'm trying every day to find the interesting parts of the Daf that relate a little bit more to our lives. Again, we're going to see interesting issues about Darchei HaPsach, when we're Machmir, when we're Meikel. What do we do if we want to be Machmir? What's the best approach? Should we be Machmir? Should we just say to someone, go ask somebody else? So we'll see a bunch of interesting things in that vein. Okay, so Rav Yosef Bar Menume says to Rav, in the name of Rav Nachman, Re'ah ha'smucha la'dofen ein choshashin la. If there's a perforation in the lung right up against the chest, which is right next to it, then we're not worried about it, because basically the chest it's connected. It's going to seal up the hole. Okay, we're going to see some cases like this in general. He'eltatz machim, but if it has cysts on it, then choshashima. Okay, then we're worried. These smachim, we'll see, like they're full of pus. Then we're going to be concerned about a trefa there, that there's some perforation. Mar Yehuda Mishmeida Avimi Amar, Echad Ze V'Echad Ze Choshashin La. Okay, he claims that both of these are problems, whether you have the Re'ah Smucha La'Dofen. In other words, the question here is, they're concerned maybe the lung got stuck to the chest area. In other words, that's what they mean, smuchayer, that it's kind of stuck to it because of a hole. Okay, so then they say, no, we're not, Rav Avimi? Mm-hmm. Mar Yehuda, Mishmeida Avimi, said, we are concerned there. So, Hechi Avdina, what do we do? Amareva, Ravin Barshva Ezberali, he explained to me, Maitinan Sakina de Chalishpume, you take a very sharp, thin knife, and as if you take something that's not sharp and thin, and you try to cut it, then it'll tear it itself. But if you take a very thin, sharp knife, you think about when two things are stuck and you don't want to rip them, right? You take something very thin and sharp. Umifarkinala, and you separate it. Ii kareu tabadofen. If you see there's a problem in the dofen on the chest, talinam batar dofen, which means it's then going to be fine. As if you see that the issue comes from a hole in the chest, then it's not a problem, because that's not a trefa. Vilo machmat reahu utrefa. And if not, then we assume, and as if you can't find any problem on the chest, then you can assume the problem comes from the lung, and then it's a trefa. Va'af agav delo mafka zika. And even if you do that test of trying to see if there's any air that's going to come out of the lung, and no air comes out, it's not a problem. Okay, I just want to point out that there's a bunch of issues here, okay? There's a bunch of things that are not clear here. Is this talking about a case when it's full of pus, or is it even if there's no pus, we still have to do this test? Okay, it's not clear what case they're referring to, and it's not even clear according to which opinion. According to Rashi, he doesn't have the girsa at the end, afa pi shelo yatsa avir. So here's another thing that's not clear. If you don't have that girsa, then maybe what it means is we treat it like a lung, and what do we do with a lung? We have to do the test. And if avir comes out, then it's a problem. And if no avir comes out, then it's actually okay. Whereas according to the pshat of our text, it sounds like even if no avir comes out, it's still going to be a problem. So there's a lot of different... And then we're going to see... Then the next line also, it's going to depend what this next line means, depending on how we understood this line. Rav Nechemia Bered Rav Yosef Badigla B'Pashore. He would check it with tepid water. So now it sounds like, right, makes it sound like our gear, so that they wouldn't check it, right? But he says, no, you check it, then he's a little bit more makel, that if, you know, nothing comes out, then you know there's no hole. And then if you say that, according to Rashi, who doesn't have afal pi shelo yatsa avir, he doesn't write that. One second. So if you say, the way we read the sugya, it seemed you don't have to check it, right? And then Rav Nechemia came and said, no, you don't have to check it. We're always machmir. And that we assume it came from the lung, and then the lung is a problem, even if there's no avir. Rav Nechemiah is being mekel and says, no, check it, and if there's nothing that comes out, then you're okay. According to, this is the way the Rashba explains Rashi, that it sounds like from Rashi that he didn't have the girsa, apa pishalo yatsa avir, which would then mean that you have to check. Now, if you have to check, then what's Rav Nechemiah saying? Rav Nechemiah, it sounds like he's dafka machmir. What he's doing is he's going back to a previous case. There, we said it's split into two. Once you cut it with the knife, if you see there's a problem on the chest, then you don't have to worry about it. You can assume it's the chest. If it's a problem with the, if not, then we assume it's a problem with the lung, right? And then we say it's a problem. But if you say that if not, we check the lung, then when Rav Nechemiah came and said we checked the lung, he meant in the previous case, and he's not actually more mekel, he's more machmir. And what he's saying is, if you find that the problem is on the chest, then you still have to check the lung. Okay, he says it's not enough to rely on the fact that it's the chest. He would say to check the lung. Okay, so there's many different ways of understanding this, and then it comes out, Rav Nechemiah is either being more mekel and saying you don't have to assume if no air comes out, you know, only if air comes out do we assume there's a hole, and then right, chest for sure it's okay, lung depends on the test. Whereas the first opinion said chest is okay and lung is not okay. According to the second reading, Rav Nechemiah is saying no, even the chest, it's not perfectly okay, you still have to check the lung.
Well, don't
okay.
You have to check the lung no matter what? Just that you see a perfect lung, you still have to check
for
it
this, I'm not sure. Do you always have to check the lung mind potion? That also might be Lamasa, not necessarily what they're talking about. I don't know enough Lamasa yet. We'll get there. But
I'm researching it. But
yeah, okay. Okay, so we'll figure out. Right, they definitely check the lung. The question is, I don't know all the details, what exactly they check the lung for. Amrle Marzutra Bere de Rafuna Bere de Rav Papi, Le Ravina. Okay, now Marzutra says to Rav, Marzutra, the son of Rafuna, the son of Rav Papi, says to Ravina, Ha de Rav Nechemia Bere de Rav Yosef, Atun Ahamat Nitule, Anan Adarabah Matninale. We just have Rav Nechemiah. What did Rav Nechemiah say? You have to check it in this water, which we said was a bit of a machloke. Which case? Is it the case where you find it's not attached to the problems? Sorry, either it's when there's no problem with the chest, so then you have to check the lung and see what comes out. Or he meant if there's a problem in the chest, then you still have to check the lung. But now comes Merzutra and he says, what Rav Nechemiah said about checking it bepeshore in this tepid water, you say, right, he said to Ravina, you say that what he said, it was about our case. But we say, Anan, Adirava Maninala. He actually said it on a different case, on a case that we saw. It was two dapim ago on the Shabbos off the end of one of the last cases. We had a slew of cases that Rava said, and I think the last one was in yesterday's daf. De Amar Rava, Hane Tarte One Derea de Sarchina Lahadade, Late Lehu Bidikuta Lachshure. Rava said, if you have the two onot, the two lobes that get stuck to each other, like so there's a lot of different opinions about what exactly happens here. Either these little strings grow and attach them, or they become stuck to each other. Okay? So he says, there's no way to check. Why is there no way to check? Because the concern is that right now it's the pus kind of is keeping it together, but that's not really going to keep it together, and therefore there might really be a hole, but a check is not going to do anything. So Rava said there's no check on a case like this. Again, there are many different opinions. I'm not going to get into everything. And then on that came Rav Nechemiah, Bere de Rav Yosef, who said, Badik Lapa Peshore. He says that can actually be checked. Okay, even though Rava thought it couldn't be checked, he thought that you could put it in water and it would be able, you'd be able to check it. So Matkifla Rav Ashi says, the fact that you're saying Rav Nechemiah, okay, so again, we have this, it's very common. We have a statement that Rav Nechemiah made. The question is, was he talking about in the case where the lung got stuck to the chest and we separated and then we checked? And again, then within that, there's two different interpretations of what exactly he said. Or did he say it about something else? Again, about the lung, but some other issue with the lung when the two lobes get stuck to each other. So Rav Ashi is now going to say, I don't like the second interpretation. It doesn't make sense to me that he would say it. Why? Matkefla Rav Ashi, ha, mai? Bishlama hacha talina badofen ukshera. I understand that he's saying it in the case where it's attached to the chest, you do the check, and then you check. And if there's no hole there, we can assume the hole must be in the chest. Aval hatam, but in this case, if you have the two lobes that adhere to each other, ihai nakiv trefa, the ihai nakiv trefa. In other words, it's either one or the other, right? And therefore, it's either which way you're going to have a problem in a lung, and it should be a problem. And remember, why do we assume the test doesn't work? Because we assume that there's a scab over it, or the pus that's blocking it, but the test isn't going to really show anything. If we say lung chest, we could say, okay, it's in the chest, which doesn't, then it's not a problem. But if we say lung versus, you know, lobe in the lung versus lobe in the lung, either which way, it's going to be a problem. So it doesn't make sense that he said it there. Okay, now, where did we start today? We started with the statement. I'm going to go back for a minute. We started with Amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhme, Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, Rav Yosef bar Menuhme says in the name of Rav Nachman that if you have the lung stuck to the chest, basically if it's adhered to the chest, you're not we're not worried about it, because we can assume, again, maybe it was a hole in the chest, and also the adhesion will kind of seal it up. Umi amar Rav Nachman hachi, did Rav Nachman really say that? V'ha'amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhme, again, Rav Yosef bar Menuhme said, amar Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, re'a shenikva, if you had a lung that had a perforation in it, v'dofen sotamta kshera. If you had a re'a that the dofen closed it up, it's kshera. But according to, right. So the issue is, sorry, I didn't go far enough at the top. The issue was, up above, he also said, if it had smachim, if it had cysts on it, then we're choshashin la. So now they say, because why are we choshashin la in the smachim? Because if it has smachim, what are we concerned? That there's a hole that caused the smachim, and that's a problem. So now they say, but according to this, if the re'ah had a hole and it adhered to the chest would block the hole, and we don't care if there's a hole, right? So that's this other statement that he said. So how could it sound like above, that if it held tats machim, even if it's attached to the chest, it's going to be a problem? Lo kasha. Hatam bimkom revita. Hacha shelo bimkom revita. It depends where the location is. If it's where it grows naturally, then we're going to assume that it's going to that it'll block it off and it's all good. But if it's if it adheres to the chest in a place where it's not natural to adhere to the chest, okay. In other words, now we're talking about which part, not the part of the chest, but the part of the lung that adheres. Okay, we're going to say which is hecha makom ravita. Where is makom ravita? And if it's a place where it's not supposed to adhere, then we're going to say if hel tats machim, the hole is a problem in the lung. Hecha makom ravita chituche deone, where the onim branch out. That's the place where it's natural. Okay, but where the, if you remember at the bottom there were these emot, these big lobes at the bottom. If those parts adhere to the chest, then it's going to be a problem. Okay, because then we're not going to assume that it's a natural way of adhering there. Okay. Also, it's seemed to indicate that if it's the lungs are adjacent to the chest was on all sides, then it's okay, because then it'll kind of seal it off. Gufa. Now we're going to go back into the statement that we just said. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhme, Amar Rav Nachman, Re'a shenikva v'dofen sotamta kshera. So now we're going to say that Ravina says about this statement, Amar Ravina, v'hu desavich bibisra. Okay, now we're going to say where the chest is, what else is there? The ribs. Okay? So now we're going to say, when we're talking about it attaching to the chest there, it's talking about attaching itself to the flesh in between the ribs. Not to the ribs themselves, but to the flesh. Okay, here I tried to use some of the English translation in the Quran. It made it a little easier to explain. It says it got tangled in the flesh of the chest wall in between the ribs. Okay? That the lung gets kind of stuck into there, and then we can feel like it's going to be sealed. Amarle Rav Yosef le Ravina. Now we're going to question this statement of Ravina. Okay, this Ravina narrows the case of what Rav Nachman said, and now we're going to question this. So Rav Yosef says to Ravina, Vi'i lo savich, if it doesn't get tangled up in there, right? Savich milashon mesubach, right? To get kind of mess tangled up in there. If it doesn't get tangled up into the flesh there, my trefa, according to you, you're going to assume then it's a trefa, right? Because he said, only if it gets tangled up that way. If not, you're going to say it's a trefa. Alma amrinan nikuvahi. Right? Therefore, what can we assume you're saying? It must be that there's a hole. Ihachi. So if there's a hole, kisavich nami. then even if it gets tangled up there, it should still be a problem. In other words, what's the difference whether it gets tangled up in the flesh or not? By you saying only if it gets tangled up in the flesh is it going to be okay, it's because if it doesn't get tangled up in the flesh, what are we assuming? And the whole question always is there a hole or not? So you're saying it's a problem, that means you must think there was a hole. Now, if you think there's a hole, then how does it help you if it gets tangled up in the flesh there? Why do I think that's a problem? Because it says, Nikev Pasul. Okay, now we're going to talk about a different case. Okay, why are we going to think this is a problem? Because what did we say until now? That if it gets tangled up in the flesh there, it's going to kind of heal itself, right? It'll block the hole, and the hole will be healed. Now we're going to bring a totally different case. And this is, I think, quite a strange assumption the Gemara is going to make here, or inference the Gemara is going to make. But now they're going to bring a braita that talks about a krut shufcha. Okay, that's a person who that has a hole in his penis. So now we're going to say like this. Nikev pasul, he becomes a krut shufcha, right? That's the definition. Someone who basically he can't have children, basically, because of that. Because he has a hole there. So nikev, if he has a hole, pasul. Mipneshu shotet, because the semen just drips out. It's not going to ever come out forcefully. Nistam, but if it seals up the hole seals up, which is going to be like our case, where we have a hole, but it seals up, it's kasher. Mipneshu hu molid, because he can have children then. So here we have a case where someone was a krut shifcha, but he can be healed, in which case he's no longer a krut shifcha. Then it says in the Braita, and this is going to be from the inference, vizehu pasul shechozer lehechshero. And this is a case of someone who's pasul, who can go back to being kasher. So now they say, bizehu lemiute mai. Now which case, now when it says zehu, this is a case where someone can go back, sounds like there's another case where you can't consider it healed itself. And what must be a case like that? Oh, doesn't it sound like our case? Now again, how we get from that to here, I think is a bit of a jump. Why we're assuming that when we're talking about a krut shifcha, the inference from that braita is going to be our case, I don't really know. I'll leave that as a question. Anyway, they're going to reject it. But right now they're going to say, my lovely miute kia gavna, is it not to exclude our case, a hole in the lung, which then, it gets up against even if it gets up against the flesh, it shouldn't matter whether it gets up against the ribs or the flesh in between the ribs. Either which way, it has a hole. And doesn't the case of the krut shifcha exclude our case and say, only in that case he goes back to being kasher, but not in our case? So then they say, lo, no, that's not what it's coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude a different case about the lung, okay? In other words, they still think it's coming to exclude a case about the lung, even though that wasn't the topic. Lo, limiute krom sha'ala machmat maka berea, de'eno krom. It's coming to say, remember our case we saw before, that if there's a scab that forms on the hole, that's not going to be considered fixing the problem because that's just going to eventually dissolve and go away, and they'll still end up being a hole. But right, we don't call that a significant covering. But if it adheres itself to the flesh of the chest, then we're going to assume it's going to stay there forever, and that will keep it sealed. Okay, so this is all today is all about holes that get sealed up, right? Do we view it as being sealed for indefinitely or not? Depends which part gets sealed up against the chest, right? If it's where it naturally grows, then we're assuming it's going to stay there. It's not where it naturally grows, then we're not going to assume that way. And if, it's just from the pus or that, then also that's not going to be considered significant. Matkifla Rav Ukvar Bar Chama. So now Rav Ukvar Bar Chama comes and second heat questions. Rav Nachman. Okay, so that was all. Okay, I just want to make it clear the structure here. We took the statement of Rav Yosef Bar Menuhin in the name of Rav Nachman. Re'ashe nikva v'dofen sotam tak shera. Then we said Ravina narrowed it and said only if it attaches itself to the flesh in between the ribs. We questioned Rava. We questioned Ravina. We answered it. Now we're back to Rav Nachman himself. Matkav la Rav Ukvar Bar Chama. Ilu inkiv b'dofen lahada mai trefa. If it had a hole, 1 second, this is right. What if, he says, if the whole thing is that the chest is blocking the hole. What if the chest itself gets a hole, right?
In the same place.
In the exact same place. This is what we saw before with things lining up, right? If you had holes that didn't line up. But let's say there's a hole right there in the chest, which would then seem like, right, according to what we said, it would be a trefa. Litne, if that's the case, it should have listed in the list of the Mishnah. In other words, what's he basically saying? The whole assumption here is that a hole in the chest is not a problem. But if there's a, right, it's not one of the trefot. But if there's a hole in the chest opposite the hole in the re'ah, then that would be a problem. In which case, it should say in the list of trefot nikuvat hadofen. It should list a hole in the chazeh also. So then they say, what are you talking about? It shouldn't list it because litameh, according to what you're saying, it should say a hole in the dofen in the list. Had amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef amar Rabbi Yochanan, you should have a problem with another statement. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rav Nachman, marash shenikva, if you had a gallbladder that had a hole, vikaved sotamtak shera. What did he say? If you have a gallbladder, the same issue, right? The gallbladder has a hole and the liver blocks it, it's going to be shera. Now again, what should you say there? Ilu inkov kaved lahadat. If the liver ends up with a hole right opposite the hole in the gallbladder, my trefa, it should also be a trefa according to what you're saying. In which case, what should it say in the Mishnah also? Litne nikuvata kaved. And it doesn't say that, right? Remember the kaved? Until the whole thing or almost the whole thing gets removed. Ela ki nikva delav mine mitarfa lo katane. Any nekev that's not going to be a problem in and of itself, right, but a problem here, the kaved is going to be a problem because the mara has a hole, and the chest is going to be a problem because the lung has a hole, lo katane. Hachanami kevan delav mine mitarfa lo katane. Since the root of the problem here is not the hole in the chest, the root is the hole in the lung, it doesn't list the hole in the chest, because the hole in the chest is only if there's a hole in the lung opposite it. The Mishnah wasn't talking about cases like that. The Mishnah was talking about cases where in and of itself is a problem, where the root of the problem is, and not where something that might exacerbate the problem or won't solve the problem. Okay. Ba'amine Rabba Bar Barchana Mishmuel. Rabba Barchana asked Shmuel a question. He'eltatz machin mahu. Okay, now. This is, until now we were talking about if it had the babuot, where it was stuck to the cavity of where the chest is. Now we're talking about what if you just have a lung which has these cysts on it. What's the situation? Okay? So, Amar Leh Ksheira. He says cysts on the lung are not indicative of a problem. Amar Leh, Af Ani Omer Kein. Okay, so he said, that's Rabba Bar Barchana asked Shmuel the question. And then he says back to him, Rabba Barchana says, I also say so. Ela Shehat Talmidim Mizdanzim Badavar. Okay, but the students are questioning this. They don't believe me. Da'ama Rav Matna, because they said, based on what Rav Matna says, Mal Yamugla Trefa. Mayim Zakim Kshera. Rav Matna said that if your cyst is full of pussy liquid, then it's a problem. If it's full of clear liquid, then it's okay. So Amar Leh, Hahi Bechulia Itmar. Again, we have a problem with what was his statement said about, right? The students assumed his statement was said about cysts on the lung. Comes Shmuel and he says, oh, don't be bothered by what Rav Matna says. That has nothing to do with our case. He was talking about in the kidneys. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Havaka Azil. So now we see that Shmuel and Rabbi Baruchana wanted to say that cysts in the lung is not a problem. In other words, again, what would be the question? Is it indicative that there's a hole in the lung? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Havaka Azil Batrei to Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Shuka. Okay, now we're finally getting to our interesting cases where we have halacha lemaase. So he's walking, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef is walking after Rabbi Yirmiyah in the Shuk. Remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah is always the one who asks those nudniki questions. Here, it's interesting because what's a nudniki question kind of guy? He's a guy who's always weighing all the options and all the possibilities. So keep that in mind because I think that's affecting what he does in this story. So what happens? He's following him in the shuk of the tabachim. Okay, right? The shuk of the, right? Remember, there are all different kinds of shuks we're going to see today. So he was in the shuk of the butchers. Chazino lahanach dekaimin simchei tzimchei. He saw this meat that had lungs that were full of these cysts. Amar lei. So now he says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is an interesting way of asking a shaila, Lo bai mar umtza, are you interested in buying some meat? And he wants to see, will he buy them or not? Right? And as he's waiting to see, will Rabbi Yirmiyah say, oh no, these have cysts on them, I won't buy. So what does Rabbi Yirmiyah do? Amar lei, lei prite. I've got no money. You know, I would buy meat, but I don't have any money on me, right? He's trying to avoid, right? That's why I said it fits who he is, weighing all the options, even though Shmuel and Rabbi Hanna said it was okay, he still was a little misupak, he wasn't sure. So he says, I have no money. So the other guy is pretty smart. What does he say? Amar lei, akpan ana. I can get the guy to give it to you on credit. And you don't need money right now to pay for it. You can buy it on credit. Amar lei, mai avid lach. So now he's stuck. He has to answer him. He says, look, what do you want me to say? Tki atu lekame de Rabbi Yochanan. When they came before Rabbi Yochanan with a question like this, mishadar lehu lekame de Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Demore ba mishmei de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon lehetera. The lay low spirale. Here's very interesting. This again, I told you we're going to learn about how to do what rabbis do when they don't want to be machmir, but they don't see a way to be matir. So he says, what do you want me to do? I saw a case come before Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, go bring it to this other rabbi. Because that other rabbi had a masoret, right? Morela, he said, Nishmei de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon lehetera. He had learned from his rabbi that it was okay. But Rabbi Yochanan wasn't comfortable saying it was okay. So instead of saying no, and this is what is nice about the sugya, right? He said, go show it to somebody else. He even told him which rabbi to show it to. I know he'll matru it, even though he wasn't willing to do it himself. So, lay low spirale, right? But he didn't hold that way himself. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, what do you want me to do? You know, I'm not comfortable. If Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't do it, I'm not comfortable, you know, going buying it. I'm a rabbi. Kiam ahava maskina matre de Rav Nachman b'shuka de Gildai v'amri la b'shuka de Rabbanan. Okay, so, again, we have the story. Rabbi says, when I was walking behind Rav Nachman in either the leather shuk, that's the Gildai of the tanners, or I don't know how they translate it, but where they would sell the leather, ritzuot of leather, they call it in Hebrew the Ratz Anim. And some people say it was in the shuk of the rabbis.
Were they sold rabbis?
No, they didn't sell rabbis. It was obviously a shuk that the rabbis, I assume, frequented. In other words, it was...
could be. Gildai is the guild.
Uh-huh.
No? The professionals.
Right, the professionals. Them. Interesting. Right. Right, Rashi says it's the Ratz Anim. But yeah, it could be. First of all, it's clear they're not only selling, even if it was the shuk of the leather, selling leather, they're clearly selling animals here too. So he saw it had these cysts that had kinade nade, like a node, like a jug full of liquid in it, big cysts. Velo amaluhu velo midi. And he didn't say anything, that people were buying them or selling them, and he didn't stop them from selling them. You can see everyone's trying to infer from everybody's actions what they think. Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi, Habu Chalfei B'Shuka de Tveria. Okay, they were in the Shuk of Tveria, right? You see, some of the Shuks are called the Shuk by their location, some maybe by the people who shop there, and some by what they're selling there. Chaze Hanach, which, by the way, the same thing goes on nowadays, right? There's all different kinds of Shuks are called all different kinds of names. Chaze Hanach de Kaimei Tinrei Tinrei. Okay, saw these that were... that had big cysts full of liquid. Velo amruluhu velo mide. And again, they didn't say anything, okay, which seems to indicate that these are okay. Again, you see the struggle with, there were people who were matir, there were people who thought you should be oser, right? But here you see that even the people who were oser were trying to, you know, hear the fact that they didn't say anything doesn't necessarily mean they approved, but maybe they weren't willing to say no, because they knew, that this is also interesting, if you know there's someone who's may kill in this area, so you don't necessarily have to be machmir and stop people from doing something. Okay, now we're going into a new topic, which is similar to a topic we've seen in the past about a needle. Okay, if you find a needle, okay, before we were talking about it in the esophagus. Now we're going to say you find a machach in imtzeit bireah. You find it in the lung. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, machshere. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, Tarfe. We have a whole list of these guys all matir, these guys all treif it up. Okay, they say it's no good. So now what's the question? What's the issue when you find this machat? Again, this goes back to what we talked about then, which is, did it go down, right, And it's here, what's the problem? Normally, if you're going to eat something, where's it going to go? It's going to go down the esophagus. How's it going to get from the esophagus to the lungs? Not in a very direct manner, in which case it's going to have to puncture the lung to get in. Or maybe it just went down the wrong pipe and went straight down the windpipe and straight into the lungs. So the issue is, since it isn't natural that it would go down there, and if it goes through the pipe, then we can assume it got there without actually puncturing anything. But, right, because you could swallow without it actually puncturing, you could swallow a needle. But if it has to come from across, right? So anyway, that's what they're going to say. But first they're going to suggest, Lema baha kamiflege, maybe this is the root of their machloke. Timar savar chisaromi bifnim shmei chisaron. We had this the other day about if it liquefies inside. We said, oh, that's not a problem because the inner part of the lung doesn't bother us. It's only if the outside is punctured. So now they're suggesting maybe if you say there's a needle inside the lung, which means the inside of the lung is punctured, but it doesn't necessarily mean the outside isn't, and maybe that's the machloket. Is a chisaron mibifnim chisaron, in which case this is a problem. Umar savar, and the others who say it's okay, savar lo shmei chisaron. They don't think anything inside is a problem, and therefore they say it's fine. So they say lo. De kule ama chisaron mibifnim lo shmei chisaron. Everybody thinks inside the lung is no problem. The whole question is, and that's what I said before, is how did it get there? V'hacha b'ha kamiflege. Mar savar simpona nakat v'atai. Umar savar nikuve naki v'atai hu. Can we read this? Nikuve nakiv va'atai. Okay? So one says simpona nakiv va'atai, and as it came straight, right, it came straight to the symphonot, and the other one says, no. And as one said, it went straight through the trachea and went right into the lung, into the symphonot. And the other one, and since chisaron mibifnim is nechisaron, there's no problem. And the other one say, no, nikuve naki va'atai. It had to make holes along the way, because it first went in the esophagus and then had to get all the way through, and therefore it's a problem. So there's the machloket. So again, we have practical machloket, this guy's, those guys versus those guys. Now we want to know, okay, well, that's all theoretical. Sorry, I think I said practical by accident. Now, what's practical, right? What do we do? Ahu machata. So now there was a machat de ishtekach b'chitucha derea. It was in a piece of the lung. In other words, the lung was already cut up, which means that we have no way now to check. Right? If you can check, so maybe you'd be able to check, was it perforated? The whole issue is, was the lung perforated by the needle on the way in? So here we have a case where there was you found the needle inside a piece of the lung. Aitua lekameh de Rabbi Ami. They brought it in front of Rabbi Ami. Savar l'achshura. He wanted to say, oh yeah, this is no problem. Aitive Rabbi Yirmiya, v'itema Rabbi Zreika. Okay, either Rabbi Yirmiya or Rabbi Zreika throws at him a question and says, what do you mean? Hare'ah shenikva o shechasra. What does the Mishnah say? A re'ah that has a hole in it, or it's missing something. My chasera, what does it mean, missing? We had this before. Ilam, ilay mami b'chutz, if it's missing a part on the outside, hainu nikva, that's the exact same thing as nikva. El alav, mi bifnim, it must be from the inside. Ushma mina, chisaron mi bifnim, shmei chisaron. Right, so he says to him, it sounds like from our Mishnah that chisaron must be not on the outside, but on the inside. If you remember, the other day we actually answered this and says it's not. He said it's not, in fact, chisaron mibifnim. But now he's suggesting that, and as he suggested as a question. So Rabbi Ami doesn't know what to do, because he wanted to be machshir. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Zreika throw this question at him, and he doesn't. Interesting, his name is Zreika, right? Zreika, he throws the question at him, and he doesn't know what to do. So Hader Shadrua Lekameh de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafla. So he passes it on to somebody else because he doesn't know what to do. Okay, which sounds interesting, but you'll see what even happens. It becomes more interesting. So he sends it off to the next guy. Savar Lachshura, he also said, oh yeah, this looks kasher to me. Etive Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'itema Rabbi Zreika. But again, they throw the same question at him. Hare'ah shenikva u'shechasera, amai chasera, ilei mami b'chutz, hainu nikva. El alav, the fact that it mentions both nikva and chasera sounds like chisaron is el alav mibifnim. Ushma mina chisaron mibifnim, shmei chisaron. So he didn't know what to do now. So what does he do? You think he sends it to a third guy. But no. Hadar shadrua lekameh de Rabbi Ami. He sends it back to Rabbi Ami. Okay? He sends it back to the first guy. Okay? Which is a little strange why he sends it back to the first guy if the first guy sent it to him. Okay. So he sends it back. Bitarfa. At this point, Rabbi Ami wanted to say it was kasher in the beginning. Now he says, actually, I'm going to say it's trefa. Amrela, so now the story gets funny. The first time he wanted to say it was machshir, it was kasher, and then Rabbi Zreik or Rabbi Yirmiyah throws a question at him and says, what do you mean? Now he says it's taref, and his talmidim come and say, v'harabana machshire, but don't the rabbis say this is okay? Amar lahen, hein hechshiru, sheyodim me'ezetam hechshiru. Those who said it was kasher know why it's kasher. Anan me'ezetam nachshir. We don't know to say it's kasher. Dilma, habirea kaman minakba. Okay, so he says they were. Why did the rabbis say it was kasher? Because they checked the lung itself. They had on what basis lahakshir. They could say, okay, there's a machad in here. Let's check the whole lung. But I don't have that luxury. I don't have it in front of me. Okay, so now what can you infer from this story? Tama deleta. The reason why he wouldn't machshir it was because the rest of the lung wasn't in front of him intact. Ha'ita velomanakva kshera. You can now imply, though, that what he's saying is, if you had the lung and you checked the lung and there was no perforation in it, and there was just as machad inside, it would be okay. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman, but doesn't Rav Nachman say, hai simpona derea de'inkuv trefa? But he says, if you have the simpon of the rea, the bronchi of the lung, that has a hole in it, it's a trefa. So how could you say that that's okay? So now the answer, hahu lechavero itmar. Okay, that was only, okay, now this is a case where the simpon of the rea has a hole, okay, one second. Right, the concern, what he's saying is, if you have this piece of the lung, you don't know where the, and that's, even if you had the lung itself, you still don't know, maybe it cut through one of the bronchi. In which case, they made a hole in the bronchi, which we already know is a problem from what Rav Nachman said. So then they answer no. When he said that the simpon that has a hole is a problem, is when it's dafka, when it's right next to the other simpon. Okay, there's these two simponot, and if there's a hole right where they branch out, where there's no flesh at all, okay, we can assume that the only way it got there, right, was through, one second, if the flesh is there, in other words, if it's fleshy there, then the flesh can block the hole, basically, close up the hole. But if it's right where the simponot branch out and there's no flesh, then it's going to be a problem. But here, since we don't know, okay, now this is interesting. In a bunch of cases, we didn't know we were machmir. In this case, since we don't know that there was a hole in the simponot right from where they branched out, we don't have to assume that that's where the hole was and say it's a problem. Okay? So now they say, but now there's another problem. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman, hai hadura dechanta de'inkuv laha dechavre megein alei. Okay, now we're going to quote a problem from an issue from the intestines. The intestines, as we know, kind of create this spiral, okay? So the large intestines, right, they're in the spiral shape. So now, if there's a hole, when it's right up against each other, it's megain. So why, when the symphonote, or there's a hole right up against each other, why are we going to assume the dafka? What did we do to answer the question? We said, right when they're up against each other, that's when it's a problem. But he says, but wouldn't you assume, if in the large intestine, right, if there's a hole and then it's right up against the flesh of the other one, it should be fine. So why is it not a problem here? So here comes his answer. I'm Rav Ashi. Our Rav Ashi often is like the last one in the sugya because he's the later and he gets to the bottom. I think he has like the good punchline of today. Trefo kamidame lahadade. Ain't omrim betrefot zo doma lezo. Sharei chotcho mikan umeta, chotcho mikan vechaya. How can you compare a cut in the intestines to a cut in the lungs? You can cut an animal in one place and it kills the animal, and you can cut an animal in another place and it doesn't kill the animal. So what kind of a crazy comparison are you making trying to compare a hole in the lungs to a hole in the intestines? One has nothing to do with the other, and in trefot, and this is why, I would say maybe a little, unfortunately, we're spending pages and pages upon each of these holes because each one is a different issue. A hole there will affect the animal in a totally different way than a whole somewhere else. And that's why, if you notice, we had robe in some cases, we had like an isar in some places, we had, you know, we had a mashu in some places. It's all different. And he says you cannot compare. Okay. Another case. Hahu machta de ishtekach besimpona rabba derea. Okay, they found a machat in the large simphone of the large bronchi in the lung. Achua kameh zerabanan. Okay, so they brought in front of the rabbis, trofae, okay, they brought in front of the rabbis who dafka said, and that's the group of rabbis that said that a needle inside the lung is going to be, right, you find a needle inside the lung, it's a trefa. But lo amri be lo isur velo heter. Okay, but they didn't say it was aser, and they didn't say it was mutar. Heter lo amri be kishmatai. They weren't matir because that's not what they hold. Isur lo amri be kevan de simpona rabba ishtekach ema simpona nakit vaatai. Since it was in the simphone, in the large simphone, what did they assume? Maybe it actually came through the windpipe and got, well, the fact that it's in some other area in the lung, maybe not, but the windpipe leads directly to here. So maybe it actually went directly from the windpipe into here. So therefore, they weren't willing to oster it either. Obviously, it doesn't really help if you're not going to matir it, then in essence, you're ostering it. Okay? But, right, so I wonder if there's some note about this or... right. No, still, people wouldn't be able to do it. So I don't know what that helped. Okay. Hahi machta, like I said, we're going to have a lot, right? They keep bringing more cases. There was a machat, right? By the way, it's very common there's a machat because the animals don't really, right? They just kind of eat anything, right? It wouldn't be likely you'd have a needle in your body, but for an animal who just kind of throws all sorts of things in their mouth.
There was a thorn. That made more
sense. Right, right. Right, you could
say that.
Right, you could say a machat is like a thorn. It's like a thorn, like I mean, they do seem to be talking about specifically a machat here. But okay, how machta di ishtekach bechaticha dekavda? Okay, they found it in a piece of the liver. Savar marbure Rav Yosef lemitrafa. Okay, so now he says, Amar le Rav Ashi ilu eshtekach bebisra ki agavna havatarif mar. In other words, if you found it in regular basar of the behemah, would you be matarif? Of course not, right? Because a nekev in the regular flesh of the animal is not a trepa. So why should the liver be any different? Okay, in other words, why are you saying that some little hole in the, especially with the liver, what do we see, right? It has to be missing almost the entire part for it to be a trepa, so he doesn't understand. So el am rabashi, chazina, I kupa levar, nikuve nakiv, va'atai, Ikuva legai, and this, by the way, proves that it's not a thorn, but it's a needle, okay? It depends where the eye of the needle is, okay? He says, if it's facing, right, if the blunt part of the machat is facing outward, then we're going to say that it obviously came from the outside by tearing through the intestines, okay? Meaning it couldn't possibly have come from the kaved, so it must have made a hole before, and therefore, one second. Right, so then we're going to assume it came from the intestines, in which case it's a trait. But if the blunt head is in, right, which means the sharp part is pointing out, simpona nake ba'atai. It might have come through the windpipe, right, through one of the simponot, and then came to the kaved, and this, they did it without actually causing any sort of problem, in which case it's going to be okay. And that's right, because if it went through the simfono, then we said it's as if it just went straight through and it didn't puncture anything. But now he comes and says, Vahane mile ba'alinta. This is only in a thick machat, which can't actually blunt, on its blunt side, it can't actually cause a problem. Avakatinta, but if it's a very small, right, we all know with needles, if you use a small needle, both sides are very sharp. Loshna kupa legayo, loshna kupa levar, nikuve nakivaatai. We assume it must have gone through something and caused a problem. Okay, we'll continue with this, more questions about this tomorrow.